Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos. Hope everything's going well. Hope everyone had a beautiful week. If you can please dial for Yehuda ben Shifra, Matisyahu Chaim ben Ittel, Howard David Soloveitchik, Benjamin Ovadia ben Esther, Moshe Dov ben Feger Bracha, Moshe Dov ben Feger Bracha, Netanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipoa, Yekutiel Zalman ben Sawa, Racha bas Ilana, Leah Pesha bas Dina, Leah Pesha bas Dina, Miriam bat Sawa Weisel, Avram Yeshiyahu ben Aviva, Leah bas Rachel, Yehudit bat Wina, Yehudit bat Wina, Brina Bracha Bas Wina, Brina Bracha Bas Wina, Daniela Bracha Zahava Bas Fegalea, Baruch Tzvi Ben Esther, Pinchas Eliezer Ben Esther, Esther, if you can please down for all the cholim, Hashem shetan them all, full Hashem with all kloisol. So this week's parsha is parsha Vayishlach. I know I might be going a little bit out of order, but Yaakov Avinu tells Hashem, Hatzileinu miyad achim miyad Esav. Yaakov Avinu tells Hashem, please save me from my brother and my brother and my Esav. Look at the Anochi that's with me. So the Walag said, if looking last week, Pasha Vayetze, when Yaakov Avinu woke up from the Nevuah, you know, with the Malachim going up and down the ladder, what does Yaakov say? Anochi lo yadati. I didn't know the Ayami. I didn't know I can have such a Nevuah. I didn't know I can have such prophecy. I don't know the Ayami. I'm a very humble person. I didn't know there's an Anochi in me. But the Yaakov Avinu here saying, the Walag saying, Yaakov Avinu saying, Hashem, when I'm near Esav, when I'm near his brother, we anochi iti. The anochi is in me now. The gaiva, the pompousness, the greatness, the thing I'm great is in me. Then he says, the hikani, Yaakov is saying, he hits us, my wife and my children. So what do you mean he hits Yaakov? Yaakov saying he hits my wife and children. I mean, hikani, he also hits me. Ravavadya Batanua said, what Yaakov's saying is, when Esav hits my wife and children, he's also hitting me. I'm also feeling the pain. Then when Moshe finds in Zatzal, said, Vayishlach Melachim, Yaakovinu sent angels to Esav. I think it might be Rashi, but Rashi, Melachim, Yaakov really sent Melachim, angels, or Shlichim, or messengers, you know, human beings. Zakwa Moshe finds in Zatzal. So why says Melachim? And what's Rashi, Melachim and Shlichim? Zakwa Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. What Yaakov Avinu is saying is, the way Yaakov lives, a miracle and nature are the exact same thing. A nes and teva are the same thing. There's no difference in the eyes of Yaakov whether it's a miracle or nature. Whether Yaakov sees Kriyas Yamsuf or sees an apple seed growing to a tree, they're all the same. He realizes they're all from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So that's Pshat, what she's saying. Whether it's Malachim, whether it's angel or Shlich or messengers, it doesn't make a difference. The eyes of Yaakov, they're all the same because they're all from Hashem. Then it says Yaakov got scared and it anguished Yaakov. So I think it's the Alshlich. The Alshlich said this Pshat. There's only one being you should be scared of, and that's a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Hashem. You should have only Yirat Shemaim. You should only fear Hashem. When you fear Hashem, you realize there's nothing else to be scared of. Yaakov, whatever you want to say, like a small, small minuscule of Yaakov got scared of Esav. But Yitzhar, it anguished him that he didn't have full Yirat Shemaim. It anguished him. Another pshat, I forgot who said, might be Rabbi Gluck, who's a Rebbe in Yeshiva Yisrael Yeshua in Queens. But I'm not sure if it's him, but Yah Yaakov. Yaakov got scared of Esav because he thought Esav was coming to battle him. And Yaakov knew that Esau's only going to fight Yaakov when Yitzchak dies. So Yaakov got scared that Esau's coming to battle him. Yitzchak also anguished him that maybe Yitzchak, his father, died. because he knew Esav would not battle Yaakov if Yitzchak was alive. Yaakov Gaskir Esav was going to battle him, but Yitzchak pained him, therefore that Yitzchak was dead. And then it says, Kantati Mikol Chasadim, Yaakov Inusav became small from all the chesed Hashem gave him. So Divrei Shmuel, he was one of the Slonim Rebbe's, said, Kantati, Yaakovinu said, I became more humble from all the chesed Hashem gives me. Why Boach Newman, a rabbi young Israel, Spring Valley, he said, you know, sometimes when someone gets kindness from Hashem, they become pompous. They think they're the greatest. They think it was them. It's the I in them that got the greatness. Yaakov saying, Kantati, I became even small. I realized I have nothing. What Kantati may call chasadim. I became smaller from all the chesed Hashem gave him. Realized it all came from Hashem, no one else. Then it says we know the story where Dina went down to Shechem, and unfortunately Shechem acted improperly with Dina. So the first thing, why it's called Shechem ben Chamor. Shechem's name is Shechem ben Chamor. So the Walag said Chamor is a donkey. The father acted like an animal, and therefore rubbed off on Shechem. Because the children learn from the parents. Didn't the father act like a chamor, a donkey, act like like an animal? Therefore, his son did the same. Then, I think it's the Elta of Kelm. The Elta of Kelm said a different part. It says that why did Shechem do? Shechem got his whole town to get a bris milah, circumcision. So therefore, because Shimon and Levi said to Shechem, you and your whole city get Bris Milah, get circumcision, will allow you, Shechem, to marry Dina. So the Elta of Kelm said, how did Shechem do that? How did Shechem get his whole town to get a Bris Milah, circumcision? Because he had a desire. Said Chafetz Bas Yaakov, Shechem had a desire to marry Dina. And when someone has a desire, he or she will go to the end of the world to get the desire fulfilled. So Shechem went to the end of the world to get his town to get a circumcision. So the Elta of Kelm said, that's a Musa to us. It's a musa to us that if someone has a desire to do an aveva, they'll go to the end of the world. Kal v'chomer, how much we have to go to the end of the world to keep the Hilgu Torah mitzvahs. How we should have tremendous desire to keep the Torah mitzvahs that we got from Hashem. Vashtumbach Shlita from Yushalayim, Yor Kodesh, said, how does Shimon and Levi, you know, how did they know that the other towns and other countries were not going to attack them? Because they knew that they were secure. Why? Because they knew once Shechem became a friend of the Jewish people, once Shechem became a friend of Bnei Yisrael, Shimon and Levi knew that no one's going to stick up for them. He knew a friend of the Jewish people, a friend of Bnei Yisrael, no one's going to stick up for them. And that's why they weren't batuach. They weren't scared when they went to wipe out Shechem. Then what Sternbach said, it said, Devorah Menekes Rivka, Devorah, who was a wet nurse of Rivka, passes away, and the Torah tells us about that. Zak was Sternbach Shlita from Yushalayim, Yer HaKadosh. Why is the Torah mentioning us that? To teach us that any time when someone does chesed, when someone does kindness, when someone does a kind act, Hashem saying, I remember it. I remember every kind act, and each of us should remember it. Each of us should remember every kind act. But Hashem saying, I remember every kind act. So much like Devorah Menekes, I'm going to write down the Devorah, was a wet nurse of Rivka. Then Moshe Shua from Lakewood, he said, you know, when Rachel Imenu was Nifter, she wanted to name Binyamin Ben Oni, a son of affliction. What did Yaakovinu say? Yaakovinu said Benyamina, he's a son of strength. What Yaakovinu is teaching us, while Moshe Shua explaining this, what Yaakov is saying, yes, we might face affliction, but we have to be strong in it. We have to focus on our strength that we can overcome it. The Walag just said a different shot. Yamina is right. Right is chesed, is kindness. We also have to look at the kindness that we get from Hashem. Yes, we might get afflictions, but also look at the kindness and focus on the kindness you get from Hashem. You mean, and another word is you mean you do, you have to, you know, how do you, if you're a righty, you have to do a mitzvah with the right hand. You make kiddush with your right hand. You like the Shabbat licht, you know, the candles of Shabbat you light with your right hand, I guess. You like the Hanukkah candles with your right hand. So you have to look what you do have. Yes, you might have affliction, but you still have the right hand to do mitzvahs. Look what you do have, not what you don't have. Then, Vayivase Yaakov Levado. So again, Divrei Shmuel, one of the Slanim Rebbe said this. What do you mean, Vayivase Yaakov Levado? So he said, Vayivase is Yosef. Yaakov viewed himself as I'm an extra. I'm not needing this world. Yosef Yaakov Levado. Yaakov himself viewed, I'm Yosef. I'm not needing this world. I'm just an extra in this world. Again, it shows Yaakov's humbleness. Then it says, Vayavo Yaakov Shalem. Yaakov is Shalem. So the Sfas Emes said, when did Yaakov become Shalem? After he went through passing, after his tribulations and these sons ended with Laban and Esav. So now that Yaakov went through these tests and passed it, Yaakov became complete. And it's teaching us that when one goes through these signs and passes it, it's going to make you more complete. Divrei Shmuel said, Vayakov Shalom, Vayavo Yaakov Shalem. Watch, he said, became Shalem in his body, in his money, and in his Torah. So upshot, Zakta Divrei Shmuel, this happened after Yaakov left Esav. As long as Yaakov had connection to Esav, he couldn't become complete. He can only come to complete when he separates from Esav. Not because of the test, but because as long as with Esav, is, I guess Esav was not a good influence on Yaakov. So, but as long as he was with Esav, he couldn't become complete. But now that he left Esav, he can come to complete. Divrei Shmuel said this. Then Hava Binyamin Jacob from Lakewood, he's Ramatisiyahu Solomon Shlita's son-in-law. It said, you know, sometimes, you know, with close friends, like example, one friend might tell another friend, I had a flat tire, I came home 20 minutes late, I lost a dollar. You know, friends talk to each other about everything, you know. So he says, that's what Yaakov is telling Esav. Yaakov is saying, I have an ox, I have a donkey. What Yaakov is trying to tell Esav, we're good friends. Like, there's no reason to touch me, there's no reason to harm me. Ravachanun Wasman Zatzal Hashem Yenakim Dama quoted his Rebbe, the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim said, Rashi, what does it mean, Taig Mitzvah Shmati V'lolamati Masim Ra'im? Well, Rashi, what Yaakovin said, I kept the 613 mitzvahs, but I didn't learn from Lavan's evil ways. Just like Lavan ran to do Aveiwas, I didn't learn from that evil ways to want to do mitzvahs the same way. Just like Lavan had excitement, I guess, to do aveiwas, I didn't learn from his evil ways to have excitement to keep the Torah mitzvahs the way he wants to do aveiwas. Or Yitzchak, that the Hasidic Rebbe, he said a little different shot. So you can say all the mitzvahs Aser Yaakov could keep them, whether keeping Shabbos, whether wearing tzitzis, whether davening, whether giving stucco, and you can say Kabbanis, he can learn it. But how do you keep a low tase? How do you say you're not going to speak Lashon Hara? If you're alone in the room, it's only you alone, you can't speak Lashon Hara. What do you mean I'm not going to? So how do you keep the low tases? So pshat is because Yaakov was in the house of Lavan. Lavan was a big, like they said, a lot of aveiwas. But Yaakov didn't follow him. And therefore, that's how Yaakov kept all 613 mitzvahs. Well, Moshe Feinstein, that's how, points out that you know, the Malach, because of the Malach in Yaakov and the Gidda Nasha, we don't eat Gidda Nasha. I might say this vort last year, but I thought it was a beautiful vort. Well, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said a beautiful insight. He said that you think we'd celebrate, we'd have like a yontif of Yaakov being the Malach, or even Hakedah, Yitzchak, Avon Vinu, Batashach Yitzchak. Listen to the Watson, the will of Hashem, the Watson Hashem. How come we don't have anything for the Kedah or Yaakov being a Malach? Zakra Moshe Feinstein, we don't celebrate tests. We don't celebrate Nisayons. Ah, you're going to ask me what about Chanukah and Purim? Because that was in Klai Yisrael, on the Jewish people. Hashem guarantees the Jewish people. Hashem guarantees Bnei Yisrael will always be around. But on Yechidim, you might not. I'm quoting a vote that I might have said last year, but it was Chaim Dov Keller Zatzali from Roshiva Tells of Chicago. He passed away last year. That's the only reason this past year. So when Yaakov asked the angel, what's your name? The angel wouldn't give him his name. Why not? Zakwa Chaim Dov Keller Zatzal, because the Sal Shel Esav is 1 year of TV, another day a computer, another day an iPhone, another day internet. Every day the Sal Shel Esav is coming in different costumes. He's saying to Yaakov, I don't have a name, because I come one day as a TV, another day internet, another day as an iPhone, another day as a computer. I don't have a name. And this other last word is based on what Aaron David Goldberg Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva tells of Cleveland. What did Yaakov, what did Sal Shel Esav, what did Malach say, Yaakov? Your name is not Yaakov, you're Yisrael. You're a Yid, you're a Jew. Because only a Jew can be the Malach. Only a Yid can be the Malach. Of course, Yaakov can, but he's saying for us in the future now that only a Jew can be the Malach. I'd like to wish everyone a gewaldig, gewaldig Shabbos. Hope everything's going well. I'm going to tell you the vort. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbis to discuss, Allah to discuss at the Shabbos table. The Shulchan Aruch writes that before Shabbos, you should check your pants, you check your pockets. Check your pockets, all your pockets. Obviously, for the men, check their suit pockets, check their pants pockets, the women, whatever pockets they have. Because, first of all, if there's no Eruv, you might come to carry in Shabbos. But even if there's an Eruv, you might have a credit card in your pocket. You might have a cell phone. You might even have car keys, could be muksa. You might have muksa in your hands. You might have a couple of quarters. Check your pockets before Shabbos so you don't do any Issa on Shabbos. Rav Heshi Kahan, he's a Rebbe, he's connected to Rav Zucker's yeshiva in Brooklyn. So Rav Heshi Kahan said another beautiful vort. He said, you know, Neitz Hashem Chanukah is going to be next Thursday night, and people give presents to each other. So what if you get a gift certificate? Let's say you get a gift certificate to Zindel Berman's farm store. So if Heshi Kahan says it's a gift certificate, you don't have to give masa on it. You don't give masa money and gift certificate. But if you get cash, someone gives someone else like $25 as a Chanukah present, if it's actual cash, you have to give masa off it. You have to give masa off actual cash. If it's actual cash, you have to give masa off it. I'd like to wish everyone a gewaldig, gewaldig Shabbos. Hope everything's going well, and we should only be blessed with an incredible week. Bye-bye.